Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The crested caracara is a falcon, but not your typical falcon. It's a large bird, standing nearly 2 feet tall. It often stands on the ground or a fence post. Its massive bluish bill, bare red face, dark cap and back, light chest and long yellow legs, as an adult, makes it easy to identify. It's also a scavenger, feeding on roadkills and other dead animals, often alongside of vultures. This caracara is a native resident of Florida, although it's also known from the American Southwest and south through suitable habitats of Mexico, Central, and much of South America. A bird of open grasslands in Florida, the crested caracara is found on ranch lands and prairies at the central part of the state. It's a rare bird because of its limited and declining habitat. Perhaps as few as 300 occur in the state. As a result of its low numbers, the crested caracara is considered a threatened species. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. As with most falcons, the crested caracara is an opportunist, a predator that will seize the opportunity for a meal, if it can. It readily feeds on snakes, lizards, small mammals, nestling birds, and large insects when they are available. But in addition to such normal fare for a falcon, the crested caracara feeds on carrion, dead things. It has sometimes been suggested that this caracara is primarily a carrion feeder, but that isn't true. It is an opportunistic hunter, and merely most conspicuous when feeding on carrion. Crested caracaras remain paired throughout the year and are often seen together. They sometimes hunt cooperatively, coordinating attacks and sharing a meal. When they do feed on carrion, caracaras dominate vultures that join them, sometimes driving them away. At the end of a meal, a pair of caracaras may sit side by side to groom bits of food that might have stuck to their partner's face or feathers. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The crested caracara is larger than most falcons, scavenges for food along with vultures, and spends a lot of time on the ground. It also differs from other falcons in its nesting. Most falcons build no nest of their own, but will appropriate a nest from other species or use a tree cavity. The crested caracara builds a bulky stick nest and lines it with a sparse lining of grasses and other vegetation. Nesting can begin in fall, but most nests are built between December and April. In Florida, most caracara nests are well hidden in the tops of cabbage palms, though some are built in pines, oaks, mangroves, or nestled among saw palmetto or other dense vegetation. A complete clutch usually includes 2 to 3 eggs. Both adults share the duties of incubation. The downy chicks hatch in about 28 days. Chicks remain in or near the nest for 7 to 8 weeks, and both parents continue to care for them for several more weeks. Young are lighter in color than their parents and have nearly white legs. A well-fed juvenile is readily identified by the bare skin of its swollen crop, which often sticks out from beneath its breast feathers. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center on the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The name caracara is said to come from the guttural call that this large falcon gives during an aggressive display. It's a loud and rasping sound that is delivered as part of a spectacular display known as the head throwback display. When wanting to warn another individual, perhaps an intruder near its nest or food it is eating, a crested caracara extends its neck and throws its head back so that the top of its head hits the middle of its back. At the same time, it utters its caracara call. Caracaras also display their emotions by changes in their facial color. During the nesting season, the bare skin of a crested caracara's face is generally bright orange-red. In midwinter, it's not so bright. When a caracara is frightened or threatened, it raises its crest, and its face can suddenly change from bright red to bright yellow. Following their defense against an intruder, a caracara pair often copulates, as if to celebrate their success. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The crested caracara is a fascinating, though rare and threatened falcon native to South Central Florida. It's also a bird of international significance and a bit of mystery. Historians and ornithologists have traced the folklore and legends associated with the establishment of Mexico City and the country of Mexico, as it is portrayed on the official seal of Mexico and on the Mexican flag. One version suggests that the Mexican people were told to look for an eagle perched on a prickly pear cactus and holding a snake. It was at that site that they were supposed to settle. Such an eagle was found, and that is where Mexico City was built. Although the Mexican golden eagle is officially the bird on the great seal and flag, ornithologists and historians note that the golden eagle doesn't occur in the area, but the crested caracara is common there, often feeds on snakes, and perches on the prickly pear cactus. The true Mexican eagle was perhaps not an eagle at all, but this unique falcon. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.